I think about how sound can travel where our bodies can't. How sound can touch when hands can't meet. How we can't return its touch. How it can ring in our ears or lurk in our memories. I think about traces, sounds that have grown through so many lives, generations and journeys. How this never ends. I think about who is heard and what that means. About the power of sound and how we might use it.
think it happens to different groups in different ways. And I can only speak about my experience as a woman. But the point that I think so many of us have in common is this demand on us to be quiet and polite and nice. Let your men just smile through it and fucking get on with it. Like, when you say no or fight back or even just disagree, you're the one that's the fucking problem. out of the flag. Swap them, switch them, patch and stitch them. Hoist that rag.
Fingers left your coarse fur as you exhaled forever.
I miss the way.
when we burn inside? What happens when we burn from the inside? What happens when we burn inside? What happens when we burn from the inside? What happens when we burn inside? What happens when we burn from the inside? What happens when we burn inside?
He locks all of the doors and hides all the keys in case outsiders come to take what they please. He locks all of the doors, hides all of the keys. He thinks outsiders will come to take what they please. Home, sweet home is not the safest place to be. Place to be, place to see. Because he's all wrong. Everything in motion, talk.
Up my own roots, tore each fibre from the compost for fear of stagnation. Picking encrusted blue tack from the back of crumpled photos, folding yellowed tape over the corners to stick them somewhere new. Red wine in the bath together, pretending the speckled mold is a constellation. Filthy lino, our names carved into the table, unstable, breaking. Blood and dirt and bones and mud on unwashed sheets. I became one of the lost boys that tried to carve a home in me, for whom I made myself hollow and left once I was empty. Now I'm knocking at the doors to which I used to have the key, craving and evading. Craving and evading. Flat across the hall, high ceilings, single glazing, the sky constantly changing, skeletal plane trails reminding, gritty sheets from dirty pores, the smell of heated dog hair from the Hoover, smashed glass glittering in the street lamp, tall men and mountains, bracing then embracing the wind, plunging into icy water, damp hair and spreading heat. A mattress in the back of a van. Rain on the roof, the moon through the leaves. Waking with the dappled light. Entangled limbs, jigsaw pieces. Can't absorb the rain directly from the sky. I'm desperately thirsty, but it passes too quickly. It takes time for strangers to mean something. I think of tables I have sat around. I'm homesick for somewhere that I've never been. Nostalgic for memories I have yet to make. I warned you that I'm restless, that I'll refuse to settle for less, if I can even settle at all. I'm scared I might be shrinking, limp and pale, craving and evading, craving and evading.
This works for me, it might not for you.
possibility. In the darkness, we see constellations. We will not be silenced. We are imperfect, entangled, looming. We're not finished. We never fucking will be.